Wheat harvest is moving north in South Dakota, and many farmers hope to follow the combine with a cover crop, striving to keep the soil covered and enhance the health of their system. Gettysburg area grower Dan Forgey with Cronin Farms says keeping small grains in the rotation provides a perfect opportunity to plant cover crops.
So we kind of make a rotation of by doing that, and the reason with winter wheat, then we can go to corn the next year. So one thing, if we have anything volunteer again, we can take it out in the corn.
As cover crops become more established in South Dakota cropping rotations, the mix of species in the cover crop cocktail have progressed as farmers learn how each plant type contributes. Forgey focuses on choosing crops with a strong carbon to nitrogen ratio, which means using brassicas sparingly, even on wheat stubble.
We have brassicas and collards and low carbon will probably be only 25% of our mix, 25 to 30, and then 70% of it will be the higher carbon, such as the barley or oats or a cane.
Forgey strives to seed cover crops by mid-August at the latest, giving covers enough time to produce adequate biomass for grazing and soil enhancement. But Forgey believes controlling weeds before planting is important, as is soil testing, to determine if additional nitrogen is needed.
I like to have about 25 pounds of nitrogen in the soil, but I don't want to go in there and plant a cover, you know, with only 6 pounds of carryover in. So if you can have 25 pounds of carryover in, I feel good about that.
Now is the time for cover crop seeding after wheat harvest. Forgey urges farmers to use this unique opportunity, enhancing the value of small grains in a rotation while boosting soil health. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.